At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Keeping an eye on those live pictures, but first, we're going to our correspondent, Simon Marks. He is in Washington, D.C. Trent Murray is in Berlin. They both join us live, but let's start off with Simon. Simon, enough momentum in Alaska for this meeting with Ukraine and European allies to take place. Ukraine clearly keen to get more meat on the bones.
Oh, very much so. There's no question about that. I mean, I think it's hard to overstate the importance of what is going to play out here in Washington over the next few hours. In many ways, the most consequential meeting between any American president and European leaders, plus, of course, Volodymyr Zelensky, that is going, I think, really to determine the future direction of the transatlantic alliance, because those European leaders and President Zelensky come here off the back of considerable movement in Vladimir Putin's direction over the weekend by Donald Trump following his summit meeting with the Russian leader in Alaska. Indications that some White House officials, particularly the president's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, believe that there was a breakthrough during the course of those Alaska talks. I mean, certainly President Trump didn't indicate that when he briefed the press after the talks were over on Friday. Very brief remarks from him, and he appeared to intimate that the summit had largely failed, even though he described it as productive. But Steve Witkoff indicating that the Russians may be willing to embrace some kind of security guarantees for Ukraine once a peace agreement is signed. The Europeans and President Zelensky are going to want to drill down into that and find out precisely what he meant when he spoke of effectively offering Ukraine Article 5-like language, because that's a very imprecise phrase, according to the Europeans, and they want to understand what it means. And obviously, all eyes are going to be on that first bilateral meeting between President Trump and Vladimir Putin. The Europeans have come here largely to try and protect him, provide him with support, so he doesn't have to endure another drubbing at the hands of President Trump. They will be watching nervously.
All right, Trent, bring you in here. You heard Simon there saying that the European leaders in force as bodyguarding, body blocking, if you like. Well, tell us, what do you think they bring to the table and the significance of their presence here?
Well, this has all been very hastily arranged by them. They were not expected to make this journey, but throughout Sunday, we saw all of these statements being released in rapid succession saying that they were indeed making the journey across. And it is very much being interpreted here, as you say, as an attempt by them to show strength and unity with President Zelensky, to prevent him potentially being strong-armed into some sort of bad deal for Ukraine following President Trump's talks in Anchorage, Alaska. Now, we know that for the Europeans, there are a number of key issues on the agenda as part of that deal. Of course, security guarantees is one of them. They want to understand what that security guarantee would look like if Ukraine signs up to it and is attacked again by Russia. We also know they've been watching very cautiously some of this language around so-called land swaps or ceding territory. Now, there doesn't seem to be a joint position on this yet, but certainly some European countries, including Germany, have suggested that any discussion around ceding territory needs to be based on the current contact line in Ukraine. In other words, the front line where soldiers are fighting, not these large regions or swathes of territory that the Kremlin is reportedly keen to try and get its hands on. So, as Simon says, a hugely consequential day ahead diplomatically in Washington, D.C. Those European leaders, I think, will be not only wanting to try and provide moral support to President Zelensky, but also to try and make their own arguments about the support that they are providing Ukraine alongside the Trump administration.
Well, Europe hasn't been able to make any headway on the war in the past 3 years. So does the EU have any new or even viable alternatives to end the conflict if talks fall through?
Well, look, in the short term, no, they don't appear to be. I mean, certainly they have strong language, but when it comes to actually providing support to Ukraine, they are still only at around 50%, with the Americans providing the other 50% of the sort of military and financial support. I think for them, the big risk here is that if today's talks sort of end in failure, if you will, that President Trump might just say, well, I'm out, I'm walking away, it's your war, Europe, you can deal with it. Now, if that was to happen, that is going to make a huge challenge for European leaders to try and grapple with, because estimates suggest they just simply do not have the kind of military firepower and the industrial base to be able to match the Americans and to keep Ukraine in the fight against Russia. I think one of the issues that they will be looking at is whether they can take part in that security guarantee alongside the United States. Questions as well around funding. Many EU critics will say that they're currently sitting on around $300 billion in frozen Russian assets. They're saying that there is legal basis to seize those assets and to provide the funding to Ukraine. But I think right now, aside from some terse statements and shows of unity with President Zelensky, they are not bringing anything tangible to the table to suggest that they are able to pick up where the US may leave off when it comes to helping Ukraine.
And Simon, Mr. Trump sees one end to the war, at least one pathway to end the war, with the ball being in Ukraine's court. But what exactly is he offering coming out of the Alaska summit?
Well, that's very unclear. And one of the issues that European leaders have here today is that there's a huge gulf of trust now between them and the Trump administration. Because last Wednesday, they thought they had secured Donald Trump's agreement to hold Vladimir Putin's feet to the fire in Alaska and to force him to prioritize Ukraine's concerns about any peacekeeping negotiation. And now they believe that he essentially welched on that agreement, that he adhered himself in large measure to Vladimir Putin's position. So to see Donald Trump taking to social media last night and talking about Ukraine having to accept that it's never going to become a member of NATO, it's never going to get Crimea back, raises fresh questions about precisely where Donald Trump currently stands. Is he willing at all to support Volodymyr Zelensky, who argues that you can't even begin negotiations without a ceasefire while his country is continuing to fight a war with Russia and come under assault? Or, as Donald Trump suggested cryptically in that posting on Truth Social, he said, remember how it started. He almost appeared there to be voicing again the false view that it was Ukraine that started the conflict. So it's going to be very challenging over the next few hours for Europeans to get a very clear sense of where he stands, but even more importantly, whether they can actually trust him.
Leave it there for now. Simon Marks was in Washington, D.C. Trent Murray in Berlin. Thank you both.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.